Hello and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we're the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Head over there and give them a follow. While you're there, head over to our page, We Are Marvel Pod, and give us a follow too. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Jeremy.
I'm your other host, who happens to be gorgeous. My name is Justin.
And we are Marvel.
What twist.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Yeah, Justin's not going to let that go.
Never. You just reminded me before we started.
So. No, you reminded me, and then that reminded you, and
it's a whole
it's a thing.
Maybe next year, I'll stop.
Oh, fingers crossed.
We'll see.
We're almost there, everyone. I know. Actually.
One of the last two episodes of the season.
That's right. Because as you know from the title of this, we are doing our first annual holiday gift list ideas. I don't know. We'll come up with it. We've already come up with the titles.
And it's all of that, you. Including what he's saying. And yes. What I'm saying.
It's
our longest title and shortest episode of all the whole year.
It could be.
I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, so the idea was kind of, it started off with, hey, what if we do a holiday type episode? We'll get gifts for the different Avengers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not easy. How about we just do...
We realized we're nowhere near clever enough essentially. To do that, and then have it also be entertaining for you, the listener, to hear that.
Yeah.
So.
That's about accurate, yeah. So we decided, well, what if we just come up with, like, gift ideas that we would like?
Yeah.
You know, some cool
based
stuff.
Based on the MCU and our love and fandom of it.
Yeah.
I'm a huge collector, as we've alluded to in the past.
And I like the idea... Just not spending the money on it.
Yeah. Like, I don't have kids, so it's fine.
Perfect. I might be a better excuse. I have kids. I bought it for them. I'm just keeping it.
Yeah.
Until they're older.
Right.
Like, you know, like, and far older and I'm dead.
Yeah.
But we did spend a little time, you know, looking at Justin's different things here, and it was fun.
Things
cool.
That I wanted. For a lot of the stuff on this list is stuff from my actual list.
Yeah.
So you know it is a bona fide thing. That an MCU fan would like, because I would like them.
That's
and
right.
And if you want to get a hold of us to give me these things, because the spirit of the season, we'll have contact info at the end of the episode.
Yes, we do. Or check the notes, because it's there too.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to this whole episode.
Boom. Well, they have to for the gift ideas.
I guess you're right. But we're going to also have links down in the notes.
True.
So you really don't have to listen to anything. We just would appreciate it if you listened.
Yeah.
It makes us feel better.
True. And,
yeah. So grab your holiday Icarus. We're going to talk about the holiday gift guide for 2023. All right, so we're going to start off this list. It's only got about 13 things on it. If we think of stuff as we go, we'll throw that on there too.
Yeah.
But starting off, I know Justin's super excited about, and he's excited for all these because, like he said, they're on his list.
Mostly, yeah. But I already have them.
Fair. But I think these first two are really exciting for Justin because he's been asking for this since they were a thing.
Yeah.
But WandaVision is finally coming on Blu-ray.
Woot.
So you should go and get that for your Marvel Cinematic Universe lover.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're going to have links to all these. Most of them are Amazon because it's just an
everything's
easy place
on Amazon.
To get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not affiliated or anything, so if you click on these links, we're not going to get anything. You know, maybe next year.
That would
be
great.
Yeah, because you know, it doesn't need no extra charge to you guys. It'll help us out, we hope. We might get a nickel. We'll take it. But this year, it was a last-minute idea, so you don't have to worry. If you're into not helping out affiliate links or anything like that, that's fine. These aren't affiliated.
Yeah. We're just trying to help you with your shopping. Make your shopping easier for last minute things.
Yeah. Now, have you seen anything that's like special about these Blu-rays? Like, is there, there is the normal deleted scenes and such.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't really looked too hard because the holidays are upon us and I'm busy trying to do holiday.
Right.
Thankfully, I have my wish list open right now, and this, as we mentioned, is actually on my wish list because WandaVision is great. I guess we should talk about why these are on the list in the first place.
Well, the answer is always going to be because they're great. But yeah, you're right. We'll get a little more specific.
Yeah. But it does include bonus features and concept art cards, is what the front cover says. Oh, cards too?
Cool.
Yeah, that's what it says. I'm looking through the description here to see if there's anything that actually gives us some info, and there's not. But I was hoping for like a back cover art so I could actually read some special features, but I don't see
that. Yeah.
Well, I know that there's like some deleted scenes, there's some production stuff. I don't really know, you know, exactly the specifics of what's on them. But just the fact that we're getting Marvel's first TV show on Blu-ray, finally, right, after it being here for the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like, it's about damn time.
Yeah.
And I hope that this does well enough that they follow suit with the other shows.
Well, yeah.
Because they're starting out the gate with two.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, they're two most popular ones. I might as well say the other one is Loki Season 1.
That's right.
Is also available. And it also comes with bonus extras and concept cards. You know, it's all the episodes in one convenient place. They're about $40, unless you can catch them on deal. I've even seen these at Walmart. I saw the WandaVision one at Walmart and went, Christmas. like I said, it's just nice, especially with Loki Season 2 just came out, and how important that is. And I think these two shows in general are going to be incredibly important moving forward. So it's nice that we're getting the physical copies on our shelves.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that there are a couple more things that are on the, at least the Loki one. There's designing the TVA, Step Into the Incredible Set, gag reel, of course, and deleted scenes.
Mm.
There is the official TVA orientation video.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun. It says, join Miss Minutes as she explains the inner workings of the TVA timeline. And Assembled, the Making of Loki documentary, which is the same Assembled as
I would assume Plus? So. I mean, that's what they're called, is Assembled. Right. So yeah. I would assume WandaVision has its Assembled Making of documentary as well.
Yeah.
So if you have anybody that doesn't even have Disney Plus and you want to get them in and be like, hey, this is another reason you need Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Say, here's this great show. Plus, they also release these Assembleds on Disney Plus as well. So it'll be nice to have hard copies of those too.
Yeah.
Now I really want all of these shows, now.
You're going to have to wait till old Christmas time. All right. Our third one here is Spider-Man No Way Home Marvel Legends.
Yes.
And Justin is saying, to be more specific, all of the Spideys, MJ, Matt Murdock, Sandamana, Sandman, Green Goblin, and Doc Ock.
Yes.
So you want all of them.
Obviously.
Yes, I know. You're a collector. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel Legends is the thing that I collect the most of. I have a lot of other things, but I mean, as Jeremy can attest, I have a desk and cabinet full of them.
Yes.
They're
cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, what's nice is they're very well designed. They look really good.
Right, yeah.
They have cool accessories, like the Matt Murdock comes with the brick.
Oh, nice.
I think it says Mysterio was right, or whatever it says on the brick in the movie.
Thanos was right. Or no, it says Mysterio.
It's Mysterio, because it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanos is right as Hawkeye, which I was watching upstairs before you got here.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're really cool, and it's nice. For me as a collector, it's like, okay, I love the villains. I want the villains.
Right.
This isn't all of them because we don't have a Jamie Foxx Electro or a Reese Iphens Lizard. Hopefully those are coming.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have movie-accurate Green Goblin with the Willem Dafoe face. He has a Green Goblin mask that you can put on him, too. Man. He's got the glider. He's a little more expensive than the others, so is Doc Ock.
Okay.
And I've seen all but Doc Ock in stores. Target and Walmart. And they're on Amazon, but they go out of stock regularly.
Right.
So, I mean, I haven't seen Doc Ock in stock anywhere.
Huh.
And I didn't mean to rhyme all those things, but they do, so deal with it. I've seen things of, like, maybe it's coming in February.
Okay.
So it might not quite be out yet, but the rest of the line is. I've seen Matt, MJ, and the Tom Holland Spider-Man all at stores, and I saw the Green Goblin at Target.
Okay.
So, I mean, their thing, I really want them.
Yeah.
Because I like representation of all these characters, especially to have all three Spider-Men.
Yeah.
On my shelf together.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Hopefully they're upstairs under my tree right now.
That's the dream.
That is always my dream.
You want to take number four?
I can. I don't. I thought you were just going to...
Well, I did one, and then you ended up doing two, so I took three.
It's a whole thing. So, number four on the list here, and these aren't in any particular order, just the order that I thought of them in.
Right.
Was a Marvel Studios, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, an official timeline book.
Yeah.
This came out, I want to say, in September. I haven't had a chance to look at it fully. I saw it at Costco, actually.
Oh, okay.
A month or so ago.
Nice.
And I started kind of flipping through it, but then we left. I don't know. Let's see. The author is Anthony Brezinikan, is how I'm going to say that. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong.
Brezinikan.
Yeah. From Goodreads. Let's see. There's a foreword by Kevin Feige. The covers are pretty cool. I mean, you have the Marvel Cinematic Universe official timeline logo, and then you got Shang-Chi. You got Iron Man from Infinity War, it looks like. You got Sam Wilson's Cap, Captain Marvel, Thanos, some Loki stuff. Back cover is stuff from Civil War, Black Panther, She-Hulk. So it's fairly up to date.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look through. So, I mean, they have pages there. If you want to preview this, it's on Amazon. You can look through the pages just as I'm doing now. They have Iron Man placed in 2008. Let's see where they have the Hulk. That's always interesting.
That is.
I can't get it to expand. It doesn't say. I'm sure it says, like, in the book. But
then you have... Yeah, I got a... On the first kind of card there, it says mid-2000s, Birth of the Hulk.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and then 2010, Facing Abomination.
Oh, so they have 2010.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's your answer. We have 2015 with Age of Ultron. And so there's pictures. There's this cool like timeline-looking graphic thing that runs through the whole thing.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's images from the films. It looks like different moments from the film.
Right.
There seems to be little like infographic dots, which I'm not sure what all of those mean, because I can't get that close on the picture. But this is something I want, for sure, because there's a lot of question of when things take place.
Yes.
And what order. And you have, especially in like Phase 1, you have Iron Man 2, Thor, and Hulk, and the finding of Cap, all happening within about a week.
Yeah.
And you have Fury's Big Week, which is a comic series that came out... several years ago, that kind of shows that. But to have like an official Marvel certified timeline.
Yeah, like Feige approved.
There's a forward by Feige. And this is as up to date, at least, to have She-Hulk, Falcon Winter Soldier, Shang-Chi. I mean, some Phase 4, probably not into Phase 5 stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Could.
True.
I don't know.
Well, he'll know about December 25th. About 8 a.m.
Yeah. Give or take, depending on how I sleep that night. Right. And we'll find out.
Yeah, real quick thing on the back. It says, the definitive guide to the lore, timelines, and characters of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah. So, I mean, this is it. Like, the arguments are over.
Mm-hmm. This is official.
If you have an argument, you can pull this out and be like, let's figure it out now.
Yeah.
Who wins at the old Christmas dinner table?
And it's always me. This runs about $30 right now, if you have Prime.
There you go.
So,
heck of a deal.
Treat that's hard to beat.
Beautiful. Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Let's say. All right. Our next one on the list is, it is another book.
Mm-hmm.
It is the MCU, The Reign of Marvel Studios.
Yes.
This one's by Joanna Robinson. Again, there is a link for it to go to Amazon.
Yes.
And I'll make sure it works before I put this list out, because it's not working for me at the moment.
Huh. Do you need a new link?
Yeah, send me a new link if you got it with you.
Okay. I'll try and... Sorry, I'm not great at multitasking with my brain.
There we go. Link's working now.
Of course it is, because I spent the time to do that. I haven't read this book, and it's another one that's on my list. It's been popping up in news articles a lot on comicbook.com and other things, because it seems like she's really gotten into the nitty-gritty of how these things are made. This is the unauthorized behind-the-scenes story of the stunning rise and suddenly uncertain reign of the most transformative cultural phenomenon of our time, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's a review here by Publishers Weekly, a superb chronicle of how Marvel Studios conquered Hollywood. This definitive account of the Hollywood juggernaut thrills.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, like I said, I haven't read this.
Right.
But, like I said, there's been a lot of articles lately of like, oh, this is what it's really like. And, oh, this is the struggle that they had to go through for this. And, you know, I've read articles when some of these movies were coming out. And mm-hmm. I'm curious to see if this delves into stuff like the Civil War fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, leading up to even just like weeks within filming, it was, is Robert Downey Jr. going to be in this movie? Is Spider-Man going to be in this movie?
Yeah.
There were a lot of things. I mean, especially the Spider-Man thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they figured out until, at least in the press, like a week or two before filming.
Right.
So, like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see the formation of the studio.
Yeah.
That'd be because, cool. You know, I mean, people forget that when Marvel Studios began, it was an independent film studio.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it, but it was. Right. I mean, they had to get bonds and loans. And if those first two movies weren't the success that they were, specifically Iron Man, none of this would be happening.
Yeah.
We would not be here right now. If those movies didn't work.
Yeah, it sounds so weird to say that Marvel, giant Marvel started off as independent. Like, it's like your normal independent anything.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not possible. But yeah, they did.
Yeah. And Hulk was supposed to be the surefire money winner. Iron Man was supposed to be the gamble. And it turned out the other way around, where Iron Man made all the money and Hulk happened, but everyone forgets that it happened.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it is. And it's a big book. It's 528 pages.
Damn.
Published October 10th, 2023. So it's pretty up to date as well.
Yeah. It just came out within the last couple months.
Yeah. October 10th.
Shut up. Got a lot of stuff going on in my brain right now.
All right.
And it is also about $30, a little less than the Timeline book by a couple bucks with Prime. Okay. But it's worth the buy.
Yeah. I think. Check it out for sure.
Yeah. My turn again?
Do it.
Another book. And I promise this is the last book. Unless you have other books.
Well, I kind of have a book, but it's not a book. You'll see when we get there, everyone.
Nerd. Yeah, he has stuff on his list that I do not know about. So I'm interested to find out what this is. But this one was really funny. When I found out this was happening, I shared it with our group chat that we still have going on.
Yeah.
And I'm super stoked. So this is Look Out for the Little Guy by Scott Lang. This is the actual book that Scott is promoting in Quantumania.
Right.
Which is awesome.
And it's an actual book. It's not just
Even
filled with the nonsense.
It even says by Scott Lang. I mean, the cover's the same. It says Scott Lang on the top. Look out for the little guy with his picture and a little Ant-Man on his collar. I mean,
I'm so curious to know what's in it.
I mean, it's the book. And that's the thing. Like, Look Out for the Little Guy is the in-movie memoir by Scott Lang, also known as Ant-Man, that he's written and shared with the world, as seen on screen in the new Marvel Studios film Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. Hyperion Avenue is proud to bring this book to real life. So, this is the book. Like, this isn't like, oh, we're putting the cover of this book on this, and really it's just like a history of Ant-Man and for comic nerds and whatever. Like, no, this is like his book.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Like, about the author says Scott Lang on Amazon. And yeah. Scott Lang is a scientist and inventor with a master's degree in electrical engineering, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's fantastic. It's 224 pages.
Yeah.
It came out in September. Like, everything that we're talking about seems to be coming out in September.
Right.
Just in time for the holidays. Just in time to get it for me for Christmas.
It's even got a little quote here from Bruce Banner, fellow Avenger.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Says, introduce the man behind the hero and the hero I call friend.
There's other ones. There's one from Sam Wilson, Captain America. When the other Avengers wondered who should write a book about us, I knew Scott was the guy. He's been full of surprises since the day we met, and this book is no exception. Everyone should read it.
And then one final one here from Dr. Stephen Strange. If you always hoped Ant-Man would write a book, you're in luck. I confess I did not, but I enjoyed it all the same.
That's fantastic.
This is great. Yeah, I'm excited for this one
too. And of all of our books, this is the cheapest one. Right now it's like $18.
Yeah.
It's the price of a normal book.
And you might even be able to get a discount coupon here.
Ooh.
I combined discount and coupon. Dukon.
Yeah, a Dupon.
For about $3.58 right now. Yeah. It's going to knock it down to like $1.50.
Boom, boom.
Don't use my math.
I never do. But I'm super excited for this. I don't read a lot, but I have a lot of books, and I like getting books.
Right.
Like, I flip through them and, you know, read little excerpts from them and whatever. My plan is, if I ever actually get to retire, I will finally sit down and read all of my books. But I'm stoked for this. Like, just the fact that we have an in-universe thing.
Yes.
That has been made.
Yeah.
And now we can enjoy it like we are in the MCU.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's so cool.
I love it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right. Good stuff.
The next one we got on here is Marvel Legends prop replicas.
Yes.
Now, we do have a link to... What do we have this link to? Let me click on
it's
here.
It's the Star-Lord helmet.
That's right.
So that's the one I want.
Yes. This is the one Justin wants.
This is for the people that want to buy me something.
Right. Or if you have another Star-Lord fan in your life. This isn't the only one that's out there.
No.
Justin has... How many did you say you had?
Well, I mean, we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right now. And there's others.
Right.
Each one ranges about $100. Mm-hmm. If you scope out deals, you can get a good price. I bought my Black Panther helmet a handful of years ago, and it was like $65.
Right. Yeah,
I've seen them go for a lot of money, like more than I'm willing to spend.
Yeah.
And I've seen them go on discount and be considerably cheaper, like the Black Panther helmet. I own the Iron Man helmet, the Black Panther helmet, the Thanos Infinity Gauntlet. Mm-hmm. The Iron Man Nano Gauntlet, the red one from Endgame. Thor's Hammer, the red, white, and blue cap shield, and the blue and silver cap shield from Winter Soldier.
Right.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're cool.
We were doing a fashion show before the episode.
We were considering trying to just load Justin up with as many as we can and get a picture, but I don't know if we're gonna do that.
Probably not. We have big heads and we're old, so they're a little cumbersome to get the helmets on and stuff, and they hurt my ears. But they are cool. They're made of plastic, but it's a high-grade plastic. You know, they're well-made. I've had several of them for many years, and they're still looking great. Just needed a dusting. A lot of them are electronic.
Yes.
So basically, all of the ones I listed except for the cap shields can take AA batteries, and they do things. The Iron Man helmet, the eyes light up and it makes noise that is similar to what is done in the movies.
Yeah.
The gauntlets make noise and light up. The gems light up. You can move the fingers.
Yeah.
You can also lock the fingers. So if you want it in a fist, like I have my Infinity Gauntlet up on my shelf there and it's locked in a fist.
It's true.
And there's just a little slide thing that you push up and it locks it there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Black Panther helmet lights up purple and makes movie accurate noise.
Do the lines light up purple?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
The little glyphs or whatever that are in the embellishments on the head light up purple.
So cool.
Yeah. Thor's hammer lights up and makes lightning sounds. It doesn't look like it would, but the emblem shows up. That triangle thing.
Yeah.
Shows up.
Very cool.
When it lights up. And it's really awesome.
Yeah.
And the Thor's hammer comes with a little plastic stand, so you can kind of have it at an angle.
Yep, as it should be.
Yeah. There's an Ant-Man helmet that I don't have.
Okay.
I want the Star-Lord helmet, because Guardians 3 was so great, even though he didn't really wear the helmet in Guardians 3.
Yeah, this is the Infinity. This is Infinity Saga.
Yeah. A lot of these came out years ago.
Right.
So that's why the prices can jump and vary, and certain ones get them in stock and don't. Amazon gets them every once in a while and not. There's a site called Entertainment Earth, where if you can't find some of these toys we're mentioning, go to entertainmentearth.com. Okay. They have a lot of great toys at the same, like, over-the-counter prices.
Oh, nice.
I don't know shipping rates and all that shit.
Yeah.
But see what your options are. You know?
Yeah. I mean, this Star Lord one looks awesome. Like, it's...
Yeah. I don't know what it... I'd assume the eyes light up, and maybe it makes some sort of powering up noise or something.
Yeah, it doesn't say exactly, but it does say cosmic light and sound effects. Yeah. Premium cool. Roleplay accessory.
Yeah, I mean, they're good for cosplay, honestly. Yeah. If you want to start your cosplay off right for a reasonable price. That, like I said, most of them are $100.
Yeah.
Standard, but you can get deals, and they're awesome.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah.
Do they come with stands for the helmets or
no?
Okay.
The only thing that came with a stand so far is the Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer, okay. Yeah. He's the best.
But, I mean, they all display pretty well. The only things that have been a little cumbersome are the shields, which I've talked about hanging them up on the walls, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And I ran out of shelf space. I was trying on
the shield. It's cool. It's got the straps and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not super heavy, but it doesn't feel like light plastic.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
They're cheaply made. You know, they're fairly durable. I mean, you can't, like, actually go out and fight crime with them.
Yeah.
But, like I say, if you want to add some authenticity to your costume or just have a really cool piece for your collection, they're really nice.
Yeah. And
they hold up well up close. They look good from afar. Like, they're just really solid.
Yeah, they're very cool.
My turn again?
Go for it.
The next thing up here, we're getting into some pricey stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's a spouse, the kid you like the most, yourself,
yeah,
whatever.
No judgment here.
No, not at all. All of those things, you know. But Hot Toys are always great. I have five of them.
Now, for anyone that doesn't know, explain Hot Toys. What are you talking about, Justin?
So, Hot Toys is a brand.
Yeah.
They're made in Japan. They are digitally mapped out and hand sculpted dolls, basically.
Yeah.
They are, I'd say, about the size of your retro original G.I. Joes.
Okay.
I don't have an exact, I think they tend to say about quarter scale.
Okay.
But it's real fabric for the clothing.
Yeah.
They all come with stands.
Yeah.
The detailing is what got me.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you know, you see a Captain America one and you're like, yeah, sure, I guess that's somewhat close to a male white face.
Yeah.
With but these are hair. Like, this is a...
This is Chris Evans. Like, they take doll. The actual digital scans of the actors and their suits.
Yeah.
And it is... as close as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
They are pricey.
Right.
They are several hundred dollars. Okay. It just depends on what one you want, the availability of it. You can't buy them from Hot Toys' site.
Okay. Interesting.
But there's sites like Sideshow Collectibles. Amazon has them, but they're usually kind of jacked in price a bit.
Right.
That's the only... real downside, like even just looking for ones for myself,
yeah,
availability is an issue.
Okay.
And the other thing to keep in mind is if they announce one tomorrow that you want, it will not be out probably till the following year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of the ones that I've had, like I got my Captain America from Captain America the First Avenger. It was one of the first things my wife ever bought for me when we got together. And First Avenger had been out for like 2 years.
Okay.
So it was out. It was in convention, on convention floors. That's another place to go is comic book conventions. A lot of dealers and stuff will have them.
Okay.
I
was going to ask, like, would you recommend a local comic book shop?
Maybe. Or would they be it depends on where you're at. Like ours won't.
Right.
But if you're in like a big city, probably.
Okay.
Or they could get you in touch with someone that could,
right?
More than likely, I would imagine that, you know, New York, maybe a Seattle, a bigger city, you would probably be able to find them in store.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, and I actually found Doctor Strange at a store.
Really?
Yeah, it's several years ago.
Wow.
So it just depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
But not here.
Okay.
Probably not here. And again, it's how old it is. The older it is, the cheaper it could be.
Right.
It also depends on what all it comes with. The more accessories, the more, like, some of the Iron Man armors are ridiculously expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just, it's different material.
Mm-hmm.
It's more gadgets and things and stuff that it comes with.
Yeah.
I mean, you could drop thousands on...
Wow.
If you really want to build up a collection. I mean, I have six of them, and do some math. Like...
6,000.
It's an expensive, not quite, but it's an expensive shelf, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's a cool shelf, though. It's
yeah. I mean, they're highly posable.
Yeah.
I have Cap from Cap 1 and Cap 2 and a Steve Rogers. My Cap 2, Cap, and Steve Rogers came together.
Oh, cool.
In a set, which is why I got both of those.
Yeah.
I have Vision. Yep. It was the second one I ever got. I have Doctor Strange and I have Mysterio.
Can't confirm.
They're all fucking awesome.
Yeah, they're really cool.
I mean, all the detail is great. I mean, like the Mysterio one, mine has the fishbowl on it now, but there's a Jake Gyllenhaal head.
Nice.
That you could put on it, and it looks like you're holding Jake Gyllenhaal's head.
Right.
In, you know, Barbie size, you know, form.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Wow. You can't tell the difference. It's just, crazy.
I'd say bigger than Barbie size. I mean, these are...
Yeah, it's like I say, they're about the size of the old school G.I. Joes would be my guess.
Okay.
I don't have a tape measure in here, so I can't say, you know, 100%, but they're totally worth it. They have just about everybody. I'm still waiting on Lick and the More. I was hoping they'd announce one, but they haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't seen like High Evolutionary, but some of these are like newer things.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so maybe next year.
Yeah, they might be working on it now, but just they're so... detail oriented and they try and make it so good that it's going to take some time.
Yeah. So if you're open to spending a lot of money, if you do some digging, you will find what you're looking for. They've done just about everybody, and there's DC stuff. I think there's Indiana Jones stuff. They've done Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Star Wars, I'd assume.
Yeah. There's a crap ton of Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're not a Marvel fan and you want a high-end, cool, posable statue, mm-hmm. basically, because you're not playing with these. These are not for kids.
Yeah.
You can find it probably, you know, if it's a big enough fandom with Hot Toys, and they're fantastic.
Nice. Well, there you go. Sponsor us, Hot Toys.
Right, please. Justin? Give us products to test out on my shelf so I can look at them and go, oh, aren't they pretty?
Oh, nice. All right, and if you really want to spend a lot of money, our next one here is the Lego Avengers Tower.
Mm-hmm.
This one's coming in at a cool 600.
Mm-hmm. Available on Lego.com.
Yeah,
500.
Didn't want scaring away. 500.
Yeah, that's a whole hundo.
It is.
You don't have to spend on this Lego.
You can spend the next hundo on the next thing we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were saying it just came out, right?
Yeah, within the last... month or two.
Okay. Like a lot of the things we're listing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it now. It's, well, again, we'll have the link. It's lego.com. It's got some videos. It looks very cool.
Yeah.
You know how many pieces it is? I haven't found that yet. I'm just curious.
I don't
know. Here we go. I found it. Woo, that's a lot. 5,201 pieces.
Yes. It's not their biggest set. It's one of their tallest sets. It's
36 inches high.
Yeah. So. But it is not the tallest set. I saw some size comparisons where there is at least a handful of other towers and spaceships and things that are like the actual NASA space shuttle. I think it's taller.
Wow.
I mean, Lego is Lego. They've done some incredible things. And this tower is amazing. There's like 30-something minifigs with this.
There is 31, yeah.
31, including a Kevin Feige.
Oh, is there?
Really? Yeah, which is awesome. You build a Leviathan that comes with a stand so it can look like he's flying.
Yeah, yeah. You can take the whole side of the tower off to see the different levels inside of it.
Yeah. The different rooms represent different scenes from the actual movies.
Okay.
So I think there's an Ultron bot in there somewhere. There's the two caps that you can have fighting on one of the floors. I mean, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah. My wife is a Harry Potter fan, and so I see, and she's a big Lego person, so I see all of her Harry Potter Legos, and, you know, you build the castle and all these different scenes, and it's nice. I mean, they did an Avengers Tower years ago.
Yeah.
And Quinjets and shit, but they haven't done one in a long time, and this one is just, it's nice to have something Marvel-esque that can kind of stand in the pantheon of great Lego stuff like the Harry Potter sets.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to cost you.
Yes.
But it's worth it. And if you're a Lego fan or just an investor fan, I mean, Legos are always going up in price.
Right.
I mean, don't take my word for any sort of investment advice. I spend more money than I make. But it's one of those things where if you bought this and just sat on it for 10 years, chances are it's going to be worth more.
Okay.
Would be my guess. You know, don't touch it.
Yeah.
But even if you opened it,
yeah,
there's a collector's market. We bought Harry Potter Legos at conventions that were just like in Ziploc bags, but they had all the pieces, all the instructions, everything.
Okay.
And they're still worth money because a lot of those things are out of print. There are things, there are colors of bricks they don't make anymore in those old Harry Potter sets from when the movies came out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, who knows what Lego will do in the next, you know, 10 years or so, but
yeah,
it's such a cool set. If I do get it, I don't know where the fuck I'm going to put it.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Probably on my coffee table, yeah, I was gonna would say, be my guess.
Yeah, you have to build it and put it on the coffee table, because, yeah, I don't know where else.
Yeah, but it's so freaking cool.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. All right, well, our next one, if you still got some money left over and you still want to go for Legos, another link that Justin sent over to me was the Spider-Man Final Battle Lego set.
Yes. This one I've seen in stores.
Okay. This one's going to be running about
$110.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, still expensive, but not $500.
It's reasonably expensive. It's mine is something you would get, like, a spouse for, like, that's their thing.
Right.
But this is like, okay, you could get this for your kid. And it's still their big present of the year, but you're not going to have to, you know, eat ramen for the next 6 months to pay for it, like I'm going to have to do.
Right. Yeah, so this one is a 900-piece set. Mm-hmm. It comes with, what is it, 3, 6, 9 minifigs.
Including all 3 Spider-Mans, Electro, Green Goblin, Doctor Strange.
Doc Ock.
Doc Ock, MJ.
And?
Ned?
Yes. Nice. Well done.
It's really cool. It's the head of the Statue of Liberty. It's bronze colored like it is in the film.
Right.
And I actually just saw, I haven't been able to find it anywhere to buy, but I've seen it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Sandman. In the set, there's a Sandman hand that can like come out, but there's an actual Sandman that you can then attach to this set. And it also comes with a lizard minifig, which this set does not have.
Oh, cool.
And then some Spider-Mans and stuff too. So, and it's a little cheaper than this. I don't remember the price.
Okay.
So really, like, this could be a 2-set thing where you build that final battle with all of the characters battling all these villains. And it's fucking awesome. Like, I didn't know the Sandman thing was a thing until, like, a week ago.
Yeah.
And now, if I get this one, I gotta get the other one.
Right.
Have to.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Let's skip number 10. We'll just save that for last.
Okay.
Oh, so you don't have the rest.
Yeah, I don't have the rest. So, okay. This is all you do.
I only got three more here.
Okay.
So the first one I'm going to do, which I'll click on the link so I can show you the picture of it.
Okay.
But it is a TVA notebook. Yeah. So it's essentially just the cover of the TVA journal. Is that what that was? The journal?
Yeah.
They're, you know, their roles and all that.
So yeah, their guidebook that has all the stuff that Obi-Wan had signed.
Yes. So it's just that with some blank paper inside just so you can have it as a notebook. It was just something cool, I thought, and it's unique. It's on Etsy. It's running about $15 right now. Again, we'll have the link for that. It just looked fun and something that's subtle and practical that you can use every day. Huh. And people that get it will get it and can have a nice little icebreaker for the kids at school, maybe.
Yeah. And it's a unique thing. I mean, Etsy is one of those cool places where you could just go for hours digging around and finding all sorts of cool, crazy stuff that people make.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, it's a handmade thing that someone has created. So it's fairly unique. All the stuff that we've been talking about so far, you can buy at a store and just about anybody could get. these are a little more niche, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And this next one is also another Etsy find. It's a, I think they don't call it a toiletry bag. I know it as a toiletry bag. They call it a leather dope kit bag, D-O-P-P. Essentially, it's a toiletry bag.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bag, leather bag with a little handle and a zipper on the top. So you can get Marvel or DC characters on there. They'll kind of laser print them on the side. You can get your name or initials on there, too. So, I mean, there's all kinds of options as far as the logos go. It goes up to 21 for symbols. Actually, up to 27, it looks like, maybe. The different initials you can do with different lettering, different styles, different stuff like
fonts.
That. Fonts, too. Yeah, so it looks cool.
Hmm.
It is currently on sale for $19.50. Let me see if... So, there's brown, tan brown, black, gray, or khaki. And then I think depending on the size where the price is going to go. So it can get up to $52.50 depending on what you get. It's a large one with engraving.
Hmm.
So it'll range in price, but it looked cool. Something for, you know, if you got a lot of, someone that travels a lot and wants to carry something more personalized, it's a cool thing to get.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked it. And the last, well, not the last thing, because we saved that for last. But the next thing that I have is for your golfer in your life. I am a golfer and I like Marvel. So I found these golf ball sets. There is a Captain America set. I think I've shown you these because I ended up buying them all individually, but I didn't know about these sets. It'll run you around $25. It's $23.78 for the Iron Man and then $24.99 for Captain America.
Well, he's cool. He's got to be a little more expensive.
Yeah. There's also a Hulk and a Spider-Man.
Yes.
I do believe that there is a Black Panther one also, because I do have that. And I think there's probably some others as well, but this is the four that I found. I'll have a link. Again, this is on Amazon. I'll have a link in the notes.
It's on Amazon?
Yes.
Oh.
So yeah, there's the Captain America ones. There is the Hulk ones. There's the Iron Man ones. And the Spidey ones. So yeah, if you got a golf in your life and they're into Marvel, I'd say get that. It comes with four balls and a ball marker. So it's a cool little set. Yeah, so that was kind of the extra ones that I found as well.
Yes.
And finish it off, Justin, what is the last thing that you suggest getting for your Marvel fan in your life?
Well, I mean, it kind of almost goes without saying, if you don't have one yet, what the hell are you doing? but get them a subscription to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from how many other great things there are on it, like, I watch Disney Plus more often than not. But for Marvel fans, it's our new home to watch stuff.
Right, it's got everything.
It does. I mean, and not just the MCU stuff, which it has all of, except for Incredible Hulk. And I think one of the Spider-Mans.
Okay.
But it, I mean, it has the Spider-Mans. And it has the old Spider-Mans, including the Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. It has the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Deadpool. You have to, like, agree to age restriction things to get like Deadpool.
Okay.
And, but it has the Defenders verse. So it has Daredevil, it has Punisher, it has Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, if you're in for torture, and Luke Cage and Defenders. It has Inhumans, if you really want to hurt your brain. I mean, it's got all the cartoons, the classic 90s animated shows for Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, Silver Surfer, Avengers. I mean, it's everything almost that Marvel has made.
Right.
Except for, you know, obviously a lot of the movies that we've been talking about this year, because they're owned by different studios.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no Ghost Rider. There's no Howard the Duck for some reason.
Ugh.
If you really want to hurt yourself again. But, I mean, it's got a lot.
Yeah, and they're coming out with more stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And later this month, we're going to get Echo, right? It's supposed to be December 22nd?
December 22nd is What If Season 2.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
And yes, Echo is January 8th or 10th.
Right. It got pushed back not that long ago.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah, and we will be talking about it in January.
That's right.
And What February? If Season 2.
We'll talk about when it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, there's new stuff coming all the time. We're not going to have a ton of new stuff next year.
Yeah.
It sounds like just Echo, Agatha and X-Men 97.
Right.
But there's a ton of stuff. And if they don't have it already, get them a month. Get them a whatever. I don't know what the subscription prices are anymore. I've had it since Disney Plus was a thing.
Yeah, same. I know they jumped up the price not that long ago, but I think you're getting more. I think they are including Hulu in that now as
well.
Yeah,
I saw that, yeah.
So, I mean, and even aside from Marvel, you're getting so much more stuff. You're getting a bunch, all the Disney stuff, the Star Wars stuff.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, you're getting a ton of
Disney, Pixar. I mean, it goes on and on.
It does,
you could just spend months just going through the catalog of great stuff.
Yeah.
And still not hit the end.
I agree.
What I liked about it and have liked about it is it's given me an excuse to watch things that I hadn't seen before, specifically from like Disney.
Okay.
It's like I've seen all the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
I made it, and I did make a point a couple months ago to watch the Marvel stuff I hadn't seen.
Okay.
Like New Mutants and whatever, which is also on there. It was good. Surprisingly good. But like I was able to watch old Disney movies, and like I had never seen Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
It was fun. It's very sad.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, so it gave me an excuse to kind of tick that stuff away. They have original stuff that's exclusive. Like we talked about at the top of the show, WandaVision and Loki started there. And that used to be the only place you could watch them until now.
Right.
And that's still true of all the other shows. Yeah. Marvel has done like 12 shows already.
Yeah, at least for now.
Yeah. I mean, She-Hulk, Werewolf by Night, Moon Knight, Hawkeye, which I'm currently watching and finishing up after
Falcon
this.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. Other stuff like...
The What If Season 1.
Yeah.
Loki
Season 2. If you get if you love Season 1 so much because it was great, the only way you can watch Season 2 is a Disney Plus subscription.
That's right.
So get it if you haven't got it. And... You're welcome.
Yeah. So there it is. There's our list of things. If you want to click on the links and follow those and get them, then go for it.
Yeah. Like I said, we don't get anything for them.
Yeah. So maybe next year.
Yeah. But it's really just to help you guys make it easier. Like, oh, I like that. Let me find it. Like I said, most of this stuff is on Amazon. Or the stuff that you said is on Etsy. Lego.com. As long as it's in stock, they got it.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff is also in stores. So give your local, you know, Targets, Walmarts, whatever other stores are out there still. I found some good stuff at GameStop the other day.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So, you know.
Check them out.
It's all available.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us. If you want to listen next week is going to be our... I guess first annual with a title, because we did something like this last year.
Yeah, and we usually do a wrap-up
rankings,
but now, and from now on, they will have a title.
Yes, and that title is the Howard the Duck Awards.
Woot.
And that is not to say we're just picking the worst shit that there is.
No, this isn't the Razzies.
Yeah, although we will have a worst, but we're also going to have a best.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the best of the year, worst of the year. And we're going to break it down into movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Disney Plus stuff, theatrical stuff, the non-MCU stuff that we talked about this year. Everything that's come out this year or that we've talked about this year, we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, essentially, if we had an episode about it this year, we're going to be celebrating it or laughing at it.
Yeah. It is in contention to win a best or worst award.
That's right.
In the Howard the Duck Awards.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. It should be fun.
Yeah.
So if you want to give us your list,
what's
your best and worst of anything, really?
Mm-hmm.
Please reach out. If you have any gift ideas that you think would be great that we can maybe squeeze in before everyone's shopping is done, send those to us too. You can visit us. Go to wearemarvelpod.com. Email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. You can go and find us on social media, wearemarvelpod. And of course, the best gift of all, I don't know why we didn't put this on our list. When you're at our website and you click on the old merchandise page, that'll take you to TeePublic, and you can pick out a design that you like and then turn that into a bunch of things, a shirt, a sweater, a notebook, coffee mug, all kinds of things. Actually, I think we got a listen. I know we have a listener that ordered a hoodie, I think.
Nice.
So when that gets here, I did request, hey, please send us some pictures.
Yeah.
So we can plaster that everywhere.
Yeah.
Which we will do. And if you want to get your own and send us pictures, we're going to do the same for you.
Unless you don't want us to, then we won't.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'd still love to see it, even just for our own self-gratification.
Yes, even if you just want to tell us, hey, I got one. That'd be awesome to hear. It's exciting.
Yeah.
So please reach out anytime you want. I think that's all we've got for this week.
I sure think so.
All right, until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
And we are Marvel. Bye.
Bye.